Well, it's official. The Michigan Public Service Commission has approved an increase in power outage credits to $35 for customers who were out a certain amount of length of time. I think it's almost 4 days, plus an extra $35 an additional day each power's out, the power's out. And those credits are charged automatically to your account from the utilities. And this is something, obviously, that has been hotly contested, looked at, scrutinized, as you know, hundreds of thousands of people were without power during a couple of storms back-to-back just a couple of weeks ago. Catherine Peretic is the Michigan Public Service Commissioner. She sits on that panel, and she joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Catherine, nice to talk with you. Obviously, this has been talked about for quite some time, and you guys finally put your stamp on it. What does this mean for Michigan residents?
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me. It's an important step forward. We know that $35 per day is not going to cover all of the costs of an extended power outage. People lose a lot of food as a result of power going out and refrigerators not working. Oftentimes need to go to stay with family or friends or in hotels, which can be expensive as well. So we realize that this doesn't fully cover the costs that people are losing as a result of power outages, but we do think it's an important step in the right direction. Importantly, the fact that it makes it automatic, like you mentioned, that's you no longer have to go forward onto the utility's website and find the form to apply for that credit. So it is a penalty that the utilities will be paying, and paying it directly to customers.
So what goes into calculating a number like this? I remember Trevor Lauer testified to a House committee just a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about this being a penalty to utilities, right? Because they're out the money, they're reimbursing it to people who qualify, and it's one of the more stringent or strict penalties. He called it a penalty in the country. So what goes into calculating these, and how much work is done with the utilities, with the Michigan Public Service Commission, into crafting this number?
Yeah, a lot of work went into this one. This was a 3-year process to get to where we are right now. And it started with a series of stakeholder conversations. So that involved, it was hosted by the Public Service Commission, and then involved both utilities. It involved the Attorney General, it involves citizens, it involves the citizen groups who represent the public, and there was a lot of negotiation, a lot of discussion back and forth to figure out what that right level was, and it was a very, very extensive process.
Dan Scripps, the chair of the Michigan Public Service Commission, said that obviously, this relief is important, and those who qualify will generally have been out for long periods of time. What are the nuts and bolts? How long do people need to be in the dark before they qualify for this?
Yeah, absolutely. So in normal conditions, so if there isn't a storm and there's only a couple people out, less than 1% of customers are out, if you're out for longer than 16 hours, you get $35 and then $35 for each additional day. And in gray sky conditions, so, a smaller storm, mm-hmm. where less than 10% of customers go out, the threshold is 48 hours. And then in catastrophic conditions where more than 10% of customers are out, so similar to the ice storms that we experienced last month, that's a 96 hour threshold before the $35 credit kicks in. Mm. And it acknowledges that it does take some time to get utility workers out to find the outages, find the down lines, and find the fallen tree limbs, and then fix that.
Well, it's interesting, and I think a lot of people, certainly going forward, that'll at least help. And you're right. Obviously it doesn't help, get back all the costs that people will spend, trying to find electricity, but it will certainly help. In the meantime, DTE Energy is requesting another rate increase. They got one just a couple of years ago, and they certainly didn't get all of the requested amount that they had asked for. And there's been a lot of discussion on how much the grid needs to be improved and the type of steps that utilities take to try to keep people keep their electricity flowing. When you go into these discussions about rate increases and how much to approve, what type of information do you take into account? And then conversely, when you come out with a number, what is that? What do those represent from the conversations that you have as the Michigan Public Service Commission?
Yeah, so the standard of review that we go into looking at the request for rate increases is reasonable and prudent. So is the cost that the utility is requesting reasonable and prudent? And it all needs to go towards working towards the mission of the Public Service Commission, which is to ensure safe, reliable, and accessible energy at reasonable rates. So, we're using the reasonable and prudent threshold as a way of looking at, does this investment make sense? Because we know that if we want the grid to improve and if we want to have fewer of these power outages, we need to invest in the system. We need to make sure that the operations and maintenance is actually occurring on the distribution lines. And it takes money to do that.
Yeah. In the meantime, the Michigan Public Service Commission has launched a new website that provides reliability and safety information for consumers on a number of fronts. It's called the Distribution System Reliability Metrics. It's on that page. Uh-huh. What is that about, and what can people find there?
Yeah, it's all about transparency. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. So this is our way of allowing the public, everybody to be able to see the performance of the utilities in the state of Michigan. So it's a new website that was just launched last Friday, and this is just the first part of the website. These are the more general statistics that are on the outage duration, outage frequency, levels that we're seeing by utility in the state of Michigan. And then starting in May, we're going to start posting even more granular data on this website that's going to describe these same metrics, but on a zip code level and on a census tract level. So you can really zoom in and understand what the reliability looks like at that really granular level.
Well, that's great. And I think just giving people access to that information and making it easy to access that information is half the battle, because you mentioned also some of these town halls that you have with residents. And I got to imagine that's pretty important when you're hearing directly from customers about what they want to see, and then shaping your decisions on some of that. How important are those type of sessions where you're hearing from people?
I think it is so important. And we heard from over 100 different people. There were over 400 people that attended the 3 town halls that we hosted last week. And that is just a huge number of people who are, frustrated, who have something to say and want to tell us, what they've experienced over the course of these outages, and also provide some advice and some ideas. And we just thought that was so valuable to hear directly from the people who are the most affected by these outages. And we have a plan to follow up with the public that we heard from as well. So we're going to be posting publicly our responses to some of the common questions and themes that came up from the great feedback that we heard from Michigan citizens who were affected.
Really interesting stuff. Catherine Peretic, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate hearing from you. Keep us in the loop.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Got to take a break. More to come next on the Paul W. Smith Show right here on WJR.